This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
The Glenn Beck Program.
So let's look at the actual briefing that was received by the president yesterday, it was released yesterday. Let's ask ourselves, how is it that I am holding the documents that the president received? How is it I am getting the president's briefing here? That's interesting.
I think I can answer that.
Yes.
So the way to think about this, because the whole debate today is going to be, did Donald Trump have weirdly weird sex with a bunch of prostitutes in Moscow? Is that true or not? And Donald Trump will say, no, it's not true. And people who don't like Donald Trump will say it is true, or we really need to consider it seriously. I think the right way to think about the story is,
even
the intelligence sources weren't saying they thought it was true. It's an important thing to understand. They're not saying they investigated this, and what they found is Donald Trump was hooking up with prostitutes in Moscow. What they are saying is Russia was trying to influence our election, and these are the sorts of things they were floating around to try to do that. That's why that information was important to the president and the president-elect.
Right. Not that it's
true. These are the sorts of things they were doing to try to influence and threaten operatives for Trump and others.
Okay, so we're going to give you the report, but I want you to know that all of this, it's possible that all of this is true. It's possible that all of this is false. It's possible that, and most likely, that some of this is true and big portions of this are false. We have to decide if it matters, why it matters, but we have to also ask ourselves the question, who benefits from this information getting out? We have a former military intelligence guy who's on our staff who came up to me in the break and he said, I mean, this is Russia's fingerprints all over it. I can't believe that this actual dump of this information has Russia's fingerprints all over it. Okay? So there's multiple levels to look at, and this is a three-dimensional chess game, so let's get into it. U.S. presidential election, Republican candidate Donald Trump's activities in Russia and compromising relationship with the Kremlin. Summary. Russia regime has been cultivating, supporting, and assisting Donald Trump for at least 5 years. Aim, endorsed by Putin, has been to encourage splits and divisions in the Western alliance. Okay, can we just take this one? Russian regime has been cultivating, supporting, and assisting Trump for at least 5 years. I believe that is true. It has nothing to say about Donald Trump. I believe that the Russian government has been doing that with any large businessman in America that has done business or wants to do business in the former Soviet Union. That's what they do. So, does that say anything bad about Donald Trump? No. It's important for Donald Trump to know that so he knows, okay, I'm a target. I got it. Not a problem. Putin, this has been endorsed, and Putin has encouraged splits and divisions in the Western alliance. We know that from Putin himself. His advisors and he himself have been on record talking about things like that. Splitting up NATO and splitting the United States of America. So nothing really new there at all, I think. So far, Trump has declined various sweetener real estate business deals offered him in Russia in order to further the Kremlin's cultivation of him. That's a good thing on Donald Trump.
Right.
Okay? He's not done it. However, he and his inner circle have accepted a regular flow of intelligence from the Kremlin, including on his Democratic and other political rivals. Okay, let's talk about that one for a second. You're a big businessman. You go over to Russia. You've not met with Trump. or with Putin, but you've gone over there and you meet with the top bankers who we know are directly connected to Putin. Everybody's directly connected to Putin if you're a position of power. Okay? It's an oligarchy. So they're directly connected. Then this is the way intelligence works. Putin doesn't get on the phone with, or a spy doesn't get on the phone with Donald Trump. They use a third party. And that third party may even be somebody who is not knowing that the person that is giving them the information is FSB. So the Kremlin says, we got to get this to Donald Trump. You know the head of the bank. The bank is talking to this KGB agent, FSB agent, who he does or does not know is FSB, but knows he's connected and has material. He goes to a friend at the bank and he says, hey, by the way, listen, I got some information. You know, there's this this information here on Hillary Clinton. Don't ask me how I got it, but it's pretty good. I hear from upper levels they've got this information. You might want to give it to a friend. The guy at the bank says, wow, thank you. Donald Trump, he calls up Donald Trump, who does a lot of business with him, and says, listen, Donald, I got this from a friend. He's a good guy. I've known him for a long time. Doesn't know that he's FSB. Known for a long time. He's got great connections. Hey, listen, I'm going to send you some information he gave me. It's on Hillary Clinton. Don't know if it's true or not. You should read. Has Donald Trump done anything wrong?
No, I mean, other than the fact that he has said himself he has no connections business-wise to Russia for the scenario to play out. But, I mean, yeah, I don't think so in that particular case.
Has he done anything? Do I have this right, Jason? I'm looking at the intel guy. Yeah, that's the way it works, right? Donald Trump hasn't done anything wrong. So on the first two things, you can't accuse Donald Trump of doing anything wrong. Former top Russian intelligence officer, except being naive or stupid. I mean, you know, yeah, we all know if you're going
in. What he does with that information, too. Yeah. I mean, if he just listens to it and says, we should look into this, and they never find anything, I mean.
Oh, but if they look into it and they do find something, wouldn't you use it? Would you use
it? Right. I mean, of course you would.
Right.
I mean,
your only accusation is you're stupid or naive if you think you're dealing at high levels in Russia, and especially if you're running for president, and you're not getting that, and Putin doesn't know you're getting that information. You're foolish. Okay. Former top Russian intelligence officer claims FSB has compromised Trump through his activities in Moscow sufficiently to be able to blackmail him. According to several knowledgeable sources, his conduct in Moscow has included perverted sex acts, which have been arranged and monitored by the FSB. Last one, a dossier of compromising material on Hillary Clinton has been collated by the Russian intelligence services over many years and mainly comprises bugged conversations she had on various visits to Russia and intercepted phone calls rather than any embarrassing conduct. The dossier is controlled by the Kremlin spokesperson, the person directly on Putin's orders. However, it has not yet been distributed abroad, including to Trump. Russian intentions for its deployment still unclear. Okay, so they're not going to do anything on Hillary Clinton unless Hillary Clinton is a problem to them. If she was president, she would have been compromised. So what do we have here? The guy who's elected might be compromised. The woman who could have been elected might be compromised. That's what you're looking at. The rest of it is salacious details. Am I mistaken? That's what I get from the summary. The rest of it just says detail.
Right, and the details obviously are the thing that everyone's talking about today.
Correct. But before you get into the details, am I right? Donald Trump, they are trying to groom him. He has rejected all sweetheart deals. That's a plus in his column.
And this is an opposition research file. So, I mean, they're looking for intentionally bad things about Trump. For them to say he's resisted these sweetener deals is definitely important.
Is a point in his favor. So that's the first one. they have been trying to cultivate him. Unless you're a moron, and unfortunately for him, what he needs to come out and say is, of course I know that when you're dealing in Russia, you're dealing at the highest levels, you're dealing with Vladimir Putin. And of course, you would think this would play into his ego. Of course Putin wants me in his little chess game. Of course, I'm a powerful man before I was president. Of course he wanted to control me. I'm smarter than that. That's why I didn't take any of his sweetheart deals.
The problem, though, is that he has made the case over and over again that he has no dealings whatsoever with the country, period. I mean, so he can't make any of these other points because he has said he has no dealings whatsoever. And, you know, of course, no one knows because he hasn't, you know, released the information on the details of his business. Again, that doesn't, you know, doesn't mean any of this report is true. And that's why this, you know, this story as a whole is important and interesting, I think, because really what they're saying is, hey, other candidates commissioned opposition file reports, and we believe these things came from Russian sources that were leaking things at the behest of the Russian government. This is not something that our intelligence agencies have checked out and said, you know what, looks like he did do these things. This is just an example as to what he was being accused of in these circles, which is important because the case they were making to him was, hey, they were trying to influence it. You know, that's the case, which he keeps saying wasn't going on.
We know it is.
Of course it is.
It would be unnatural if it wasn't. It would be unnatural. It would be like saying Ronald Reagan did not try to interfere for our interests in the former Soviet Union. Of course we did. We all know we did. We all know we had operatives on the ground. We all know that we had people in their own press, in their own organizations, doing everything we could to bring them to their knees and to split them as a union. We know it. For us to think that it's not happening to us is beyond primary thinking. It's infantile to think that that's not happening.
Of course. And I think, too, another thing we have to entertain here, and you brought this up earlier as to why do we even know about this report? It's important that it went to the president, I think. Absolutely, the president and the president-elect should know this information was being circulated about Donald Trump. Absolutely. Why do we know it? Well, it was an opposition report file that had been circulating through media circles for months. Again, this could have been released before the election, and that's something important to note. However, there's also an interesting part of this, which is Donald Trump has made such a big deal at dismissing and disparaging our intelligence sources.
I think this is the biggest thing.
That I think it's very possible that this is their way of telling Donald Trump, stop screwing with us all the time.
Oh, I think it is really possible that, I mean, there's two people.
Jason, our intelligence guy is saying yes.
Yeah, there are two organizations that you do not screw with as president of the United States. Number one, the Fed. They'll screw your economy and make you
The worst president of all time.
And they did it to Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was taking on the Fed until the Fed started screwing with him. Then all of a sudden he was like, you know what? I think we're going to leave the Fed alone. And then everything went well. Okay? So the Fed, don't screw with the Fed. That's what, lesson number one, I think we can all say a president knows. Number two, don't screw with the intelligence community. Because this is what they do for a living. They want to discredit you. They will. The problem with that is, if our intelligence community is doing this, then who does our intelligence community really work for? Is the tail wagging the dog? Do they work for the American people? Do they work for the president? Or do they work for themselves? If they're willing to do this, what aren't they willing to do? How much trouble are we in? We'll get into more and actually get into the details coming up in just a second.
Glenn Beck. program.
888-727-BACK.
Mercury.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.